Welcome to the Property Unleashed podcast, a show about property, entrepreneurship, and personal development. This show is designed to give you the foundations and building blocks to move forward on your journey and live a more inspired life. Hello and welcome to the Property Unleashed podcast. I'm your host, Mark Fitzgerald, and as always, it is my pleasure to have you joining me here today. I do hope you're having a productive week and that you are moving forward on your property journey or whatever journey suits you. As always, I like to give out free tools and resources and help people on their journey, on their missions, on their visions. So if you haven't already, you can download a deal stacker spreadsheet that we've put together for you to obviously be able to stack the deals to make sure that any rent-to-rent deals that you're looking at, and you can use it on property deals as well to see how you can calculate rents that will be coming in or how you can calculate how much letting agents will cost you. And equally, it'll also show you how to calculate refurbishments and see how long it'll take you to recoup your money or your investment. So that's just a free tool that we have on offer at the moment. I don't always keep these tools open for everybody. So if you want to grab a tool or resource at the moment, you can. There's also my 10-step rent-to-rent business builder guide, which is free as well. So, you know, while these are there, while these may help you, you may already be a long way down the line, but you may pick up a nugget or two from these resources and they may really help you and be beneficial. I did the same when I was starting out. I used to download free resources and information from different people, and it helped me. It helped me understand what I was doing. It helped me to grow. It helped me to get better. So I'm just returning the favor. So the link for this, if you're on iTunes, is in the show notes. But if you are not on iTunes, if you look me up on social media and you go onto my bio, you will see a link. If you press on that link, you can go down on the tabs and select anything that suits your desires. So let's move on. And in today's show, I wanted to talk to you about indecisiveness, maybe being a bit confused, and worry. These are all three things that I find a lot of people can struggle with. I struggled with these myself when I was starting out, and how to overcome these things. So this is what I'm going to help you with today. And I hope that by the end of this episode, you will feel more decisive. You won't feel confused, and certainly a lot of the worry should have been removed. There's nothing majorly that you should be worrying about when it comes to doing property, when it comes to doing business in any form. You know, this isn't a life-threatening industry or anything. So really, it's all just in our minds. It's all just our heads playing with us. So let's go through these one by one, and let's absolutely put a line through them, cross them off, and say, right, onwards and upwards, we can now do without any of these things. So when I say indecisive, when I say confused, when I say worried, what do I mean by that? Well, basically, let's start at the beginning. If you're confused what strategy to use in property, or confused about what you need to do and how you need to do it, that's easy. You just need to break it down. You need to look at your own life and how that's going and the path that you're going down. Because I can tell you to do this strategy, or I can tell you to do that strategy, but really, will it fit into your morals? Will it fit into what you need? If you're somebody in a full-time job that just wants to have a little nest egg in the background and has money, then buy-to-lets, single lets, anything like that, just ticking over in the background can be brilliant. HMOs, another one, if you've got a bit more money to invest and you don't mind a bit of your own time being used up, because even if you have a management agent or somebody like that looking after the property for you, there are going to be times where you're still going to need to deal with things, you're still going to need to talk to people. It doesn't necessarily have to be you dealing with the things, but it's still going to be a bit of work there for you. So if you've got that, then HMOs are a great example and a great thing to use. But what I would suggest and say is, at the end of the day, if you're looking at moving forward in your property journey, break down the steps system by system, see where you want to be in your life, see what you need in your life as well. So, and then decide on the strategies, and then focus on those strategies and nail them. So for argument's sake, for me, I was in the corporate world, but I wanted to start a business. I wasn't 100% sure what I wanted to start, but I was getting involved in property,
And the more I looked into property, the more I saw all the different strategies, and I like to look at them as a toolkit. All the different strategies are in my little toolbox, and when I walk into a situation, I see which strategy or which tool I should use when I'm talking to a landlord or an agent or anybody like that. So really, it's about making sure you're focusing on something. So like I say, I was in the corporate world and I wanted to start a business for myself. So I decided that it was going to be rent to rent. Why? Because rent to rent is a business, but it is a business that you can start with low funds and you can get traction and you can get really get into property very, very quickly with next to little money. You do need a bit of money, don't get me wrong, you can't do it completely with nothing, but it doesn't necessarily have to be your money. You can still get the ball rolling. So I was going to have a property management business in rent to rent. Why not just open a letting agency? That's the traditional way to do it. But also, I want to get my hands on properties. I want to buy properties. I want to own properties. And rent to rent for me is once you've got a good deal and it's working well with a landlord, you never know if that landlord ever wants to sell the property. It can ever turn that property into a lease option agreement where you arrange with the landlord to buy that property in a few years' time. And you still do the rent to rent. You still offer them a guaranteed rent and everything. But you actually start to own that property. You get the contracts in place that says in such amount of time over a few years, I'm going to buy that property. So you could take a rent to rent that potentially you've got a 5-year agreement on, and then you're going to give it back, or you're going to continue with that agreement. But somewhere along the line, you might get on there with the landlord and they may say, I want to sell that property. In which case then you can look to be the buyer of that property if it's right for you. But with rent to rent, you've tried it. You've seen whether it's in the good areas, whether it rents really, really well. And if it does, it's a no-brainer to get the negotiations going and start looking to buy that property. So that's why I went with rent to rent. But I didn't really know what I was going to be doing. So I was indecisive and confused about what I wanted to do. And with the confusion, you just got to go out there. You've got to talk to people who have been there and done it. And you need to get yourself educated. It is as simple as that. You can get yourself educated in a number of different ways. Networking, YouTube. You can listen to the podcasts. So there's loads of different ways that you can get yourself some education. And of course, there's training programs out there as well. If you know that you're going to get everything that you possibly need from that trainer, then go with them. As long as you want to work with them, do your due diligence, but make sure they're the right people or the right company that you want to learn through. And they're not just trying to sell you a pipe dream. If they're good and they're credible, they'll be setting you up for success and they'll be there to hold your hand when you need it, not just leave you to it. So make sure that you're having a little look at that. But I did that. I got myself educated. I put myself in an environment. I surrounded myself with people who all wanted a very similar or the same thing in property, and it paid off dividends. And that's where I moved forward. So if you're confused about what to do, first of all, look at your life. Look at what you want to do. Maybe look at what your life needs you to do rather than what you want to do, because we all want to do different things. I certainly have done, but I knew that if I committed and I concentrated on that one thing, which was rent to rent, built a portfolio, built a business, then I'd be fine. Indecisiveness comes when you're looking at doing a deal. So if you're looking at doing a deal and you're not 100% sure, or you're going to buy a property, you're going to take a property on a rent to rent, and you're just so indecisive, should I do it? Shouldn't I do it? And it's scaring the living daylights out of you. And let's be right, property isn't cheap. There is a lot of money involved in property. There is a lot that can go wrong, but there's also a lot that can go right. And one thing that I do find with property is it can be very forgiving. The wrong deal, potentially structured some way, just moved, just thought about, can become a good deal. You may just have to change the mindset. You may just have to change what you're actually doing in that deal. You might not get the profits that you expected, but you can still make a bad deal into a good deal a lot of the time. Not all of the time, but a lot of the time. So the indecisiveness really shouldn't play a massive role or part in the deals that you do. Now, just be mindful of the fact as well that you will be indecisive. You will be worried. You will be scared when it comes to signing deals. I still get a little buzz now when I sign an agreement, because even though I know it works and I have faith in my systems and the processes and everything, you still always think, whoa, in the back of your mind, it's just your mind playing tricks on you. Now, obviously, when you start out, you haven't got that confidence. You haven't always got the experiences behind you that says, you know, even if this goes a little bit south, I can still make this work. So get around people who've been there and done it. Be able to show people your deals. I've got this deal. What do you reckon? This is how I've stacked it. This is what it looks like. And get their responses. And don't just think it's something that you've got to listen to. Don't just think, you know, you have to go on what they're saying, or you have to do a deal. You know, there's so many different ways to structure deals that you don't just have to do it. You know, the landlord says he wants that or she wants that. It doesn't have to be that. If that deal isn't stacked with that price, you make the deal to the price that it stacks at to be a win-win for everybody. And if they can't come to the table with that, then it's not a deal. And just be mindful of those sort of things. So your indecisiveness is always going to be there, but just get yourself around people, like-minded people, professional people that have been there and done it, that can look at your deal and say, yep, that is a deal actually that I would do. And if they can come back and they're trusted people and say, yeah, that's a great deal, that is, do that. Or I wouldn't do that. You're offering too much money. You need to bring it down a step or two. That puts you in the right place. So first of all, there's confusion. Then there's indecisiveness, and then there's confidence. So when you're going out and talking to people, how do you become confident? How do you get confidence? Now, if you struggle, if you're a bit of an introverted sort of person, you're going to have to really work at it. You're going to have to work at it, but you're going to need to start trying to enjoy it. Enjoy the nerves. I get nervous when I do different things, if I talk on stage or I'm in a room full of people and things, but I embrace the nerves and I enjoy it because it means you're alive. You know, fuel it, enjoy the nerves. Don't look at nervousness and shyness or anything like that as a bad thing. It's just good. It means you're on point. Whenever I talk in front of a group of people, and I feel nervous, it's normally my best presentation ever. If I'm ever feeling flat and all confident and cocky, and I'm not a little bit nervous, then sometimes my performances can be a bit flat. So nerves are good. Nerves get you on point. Nerves gets the adrenaline flowing. But it can also make you fluff your lines. It can make you do or say things that you don't want to say. And that's why it's always good to sort of, I don't recommend scripts as in, yes, read scripts for different things. So if you want scripts for talking to agents, read them, get to know them. You want scripts talking to landlords, again, read them, get to know them. Look in the links below this. There'll be my viewings guide, which will give you what to say to landlords, what to say to agents, and the questions that they may ask you. But what I would say from that is take that. And that's free, by the way. You can click the link below. You can download that. You're my gift to you to help you on your property journey. But you can take something like that. And what I would do is take the things that you like, make bullet points, and just keep those bullet points handy so that when you're talking to somebody, if whether it's on the phone or whether it's out and about, you know, you can put notes thing on your phone or whatever. Don't be reading your phone all the time, obviously, but you can just look at some bullet points. And normally when you're having a discussion with an agent or a landlord, you'll get to the point at the end where they'll say, is there anything else I can help you with? Or would you like to know anything more? Now, if you had a quick look at your phone and just said, 2 seconds, let me just check, or on a piece of paper or anything like that, nobody's going to think any worse of you. They're just going to think you're thorough and you know what you're looking at and you know what you want. And that is massive. That is very, very special. So make sure that when you get the nerves and the confidence is low, that you can, again, surround yourself with the right people. You can speak to them about it. You can ask people in different scenarios, different situations. How did you deal with this? What did you say for that? And that is the beauty of putting yourself in an environment where you can grow, where you can learn, where you can get everything that you need to get to do the strategy that you want. As I say, property can be a very, very expensive game. But if you make sure that you pay a bit of money, you get the education and stuff that you need, then you can move yourself forward in such a manner that it won't cost you potentially thousands in worries and problems. You can get all of those out of the way by dealing and learning off of people who have been there and done that. So with the confidence, as I say, you'll get more confident the more you speak to people. That's just a matter of time. Practice what you want to say to a point, because there's always going to be questions that you're not sure about. And if you get asked a question and you don't know, don't be afraid to say, I'm not 100% sure about that, but I'll have to get back to you. Nobody will, again, ever have a go at you. Nobody will think any less of you if you say that to them, because you're being honest, you're being genuine. And just make sure that in a timely manner, you get back to them. If you do that, you'll be away, you'll be laughing, and you'll be a cut, again, above the rest.
So as always, I do hope that this episode has helped you in some way, that you've taken a few nuggets from it, and you're feeling, you know, less indecisive, you're feeling less confused and less worried about anything in particular. If you want any help with anything, then feel free to reach out to us. If you want to be involved in a friendly community, come and join us in the Rent to Rent Business Builder Facebook group. And, you know, if you've got any questions, you can ask them there and I will do my best to help and support you. Likewise, we are opening the doors in September 2021 to the Rent to Rent Business Builder in 90 Day program. This is my program that I run that gives you the full training if you're looking to start a rent to rent business from scratch to all the way to owning properties and building a business you can be proud of. It takes you through everything you could possibly need, and I handhold you all the way through with group coaching calls. This is a 12-week program, and if you think this would be beneficial to you, then again, click on the show notes. There'll be a link there where you can have a little look. If you have any questions, feel free to reach out to me on social media, message me, ask me any questions you may have, and we can see if it's the right thing for you. So guys, I thank you very much for your time. I look forward to being with you all next week. And until then, you all take care. You all focus on your vision. Make sure that you're chasing those dreams. And bye for now. Thank you for listening, guys. I hope you've enjoyed this episode. Please subscribe and share the podcast with others. And if you could take a minute to leave the show a review, that would really mean a lot to me as well. Lastly, why not head over to the Property Unleashed Facebook group? And if you do, I'll see you there. Take care and make sure you keep focusing on your vision. Bye for now.